smile. I am in love with my divine self. Smile. I am in love with my divine self. This is the Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you thought for today. Smile. I'm in love with my divine self. What is my divine self? How do I live my divine self? How do I realize what my divine self is? Well, the wonderful thing is, I don't have to realize what my divine self is, because it is there. It is there. Now, we all have pets, and our pets are pretty special people, pretty special beings. And because our pets are pretty special beings, they come when we call them. Our pets come when we call them. I have a dog, his name is Rex, and I say, Rex, come to me. And Rex will look up at me, and he'll say, do you mean I should come to you? And I said, yes, I mean you should come to me. Now, I have not been persistent in having Rex come to me when I call. I should be more persistent, because when I give a command, it should be followed out. Because if I'm in love with my divine self, I need to be persistent in speaking to it and in sharing it. If I'm in love with my dog, I have to be persistent in speaking to it and sharing with it. So I say, Rex, come here. I love you. You're a good boy. And he looks over at me and smiles, and he comes over and he gives me his body to pet and to love. Now, I'm in love with my divine self. How do I pet and love my divine self? How do I tell my divine self how much I love it? How do I tell my divine self how much I believe in that it is my reality, it is my allness, it is who and what I am? How do I tell it? Well, I tell it in wonderful little ways. I tell my divine love, I love it. My divine self, I tell it, I love it, by just believing that I am my divine self. Now, how do I interpret my divine self? Do I interpret my divine self as being the problems of life or the solutions of life? Do I interpret my divine self as being a joy at all times? Or do I interpret my divine self as being subject to all the slings and arrows that the human is subject to? And, of course, the human is subject to it only because I do not say to the human, you are divine, you are wonderful, you are beautiful. No. The divine is there, and it's like a great, big, wonderful balloon. It's there all around us, and we're in that balloon. Now, that might not go across too well, because you think in the balloon is limitation. Okay. How would you refer to the divine? The divine is the allness. The divine is our totality. The divine is all that is good and beautiful. So, let's not even try to understand the divine from human points of view, because when we do that, we limit the divine. The divine is our reality. The divine is our perfection, our purity, our original purity and integrity. The divine is who and what we really are. So, if we stop trying to understand and interpret what the divine is, and just live it, that's beautiful. When a mother says to her child, be a good child, she doesn't go through all the ramifications of what it means to be a good child. The child knows intuitively what being a good child is. The child knows intuitively that being a good child means cooperating with the world in which he lives harmoniously. Can we cooperate with our divine self? When we fall in love with our divine self, what are we falling in love with? Are we falling in love with our highest and best, our most beautiful and most wonderful aspects of our being? Well, I would say yes. I would say, I'm in love with my divine self. I'm in love with the highest and best within me. I'm in love with the purity that I am. I'm in love with the goodness that I am. I'm in love with all that is beautiful and wonderful, because that's who I am. I'm in love with all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. So, I'm in love with the smile on my face. Yes, I am. Whenever I have a smile on my face, it says I'm in love with something or everything. I'm just in love. I'm just happy as can be. And when I'm happy as can be, everything goes right in my world. Everything is harmonious in my world. Everything's beautiful. All circumstances say to me, life is good. Life is very good. I want to train myself to be in love with myself. Or do I want to train myself to be aware that I'm in love with myself? What does it mean to be in love with myself? It means that I enjoy my company, that I enjoy the things I do, that the life that I'm living makes me happy, that the thoughts that I'm thinking make me happy, that the world that I am surrounding myself with, the world that I'm circulating myself in, the world that I am in and as, makes me very, very pleased, makes me very, very happy. Now, I'm supposed to be myself and have fun, which means I should be myself and be happy. I should be myself. Now, what is it to be myself? Well, my physical body has limitations, I say. Well, why do I say that? I say my physical body has limitations because I give it limitations. Now, can I take my physical body with me wherever I go? Yes, most of the time I do on the human plane. And can I, when I am thinking a thought, take my human body with me mentally and have it be with me really? Well, that I can train myself to do, just like I can train myself to walk on the appearance of fire. I can train myself to do these wonderful, interesting things, if that's my choice. But if I'm just in love with my divine self, all those things happen most naturally, most wonderfully, and most often in every way I am. When I'm in love with my divine self, my world is just filled with sparkles and joy. My world is filled with the conclusion of my speaking my word. When I'm in love with my divine self, I say, all is in divine order, and all is in divine order. My body, my affairs, my life, my divine self. Oh yes, my divine self. I can have an attitude about my divine self and keep me from experiencing what my divine self is. And this is what I sometimes do. So, when I'm in love with my divine self, I cannot allow that to happen. I cannot allow me to have an attitude at any time where I am not fulfilling my divine self and its purpose in my life. My divine self and its purpose in my life is to be all that is good and beautiful, to be all that is wonderful, to be all that is fulfilling, to be all that is delightful, to be all that is charming. I smile because I'm in love with my divine self. And my divine self is every desire that I could ever know, every desire that I could ever contemplate. But it's not a matter of desire being something not yet fulfilled. It's the desire to reveal it to myself, to be aware of it. And in that awareness, it's no longer a desire. In that awareness, it is fulfilled in every beautiful way. When I'm in love with myself, When I'm in love with my divine self, there is no limitation. When I'm in love with my divine self, there is only the realization and fulfillment of every good and beautiful thought, every good and beautiful expectation, every good and beautiful revelation of that which already exists in me as fulfilled and beautiful. Being in love with my divine self is a happy time. When a man and woman fall in love with each other, they forget all of their imperfections. They forget all of the things that might have kept them apart and at a previous time. They forget all that. They forget all of their unfulfilled desires. They forget all of their wishes and their wants. They just feel glorious in love with one another. They feel magnificent with one another. They feel magnificent with themselves. They are experiencing what it feels like to be in love with my divine self. Each one of us can have this experience if we wish. Each one of us can have this joyous activity in our life if we wish. Each one of us can know this, delight in this, and experience it again and again and again if we want. All we have to do is go around the world smiling. We don't need to know why we're smiling. A couple in love have no idea why they have that silly smile on their face, why they have that competent, satisfying smile on their face. But they're in love, and they're happy, and they're in love, truly, with their divine self. You and I can do that. We don't have to have a relationship love. We have a love that says, I'm in love with me. I'm in love with who I am. I'm in love with the divine in me and in all. Smile and say, I'm in love with my divine self. And watch how beautiful, how wonderful, how complete that responds in your world. And know that it's what life is all about. And as you know that, as you're in love with your divine self, know that I am in love with you. For I created you beautiful, complete, and wonderful in my world, now and forever. Have a wonderful day. I love you.